Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services. In just the second week of the regular season, the Greater Thumb East will look a bit clearer by night's end. The Sandusky Redskins continue their roadshow to take on another 1-0 team, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Good evening once again from the friendly and social distant confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be back here in Harbor Beach again. And lucky for us, we get to see back-to-back Greater Thumb East battles. Probably the best three teams in the East we've gotten to see here in week one and two.
The summer season is officially over, and the calendar now shows that it is indeed fall. Yet the weather does not show it, and neither of our teams tonight have yet fallen to an opponent. We are in for a treat from the Greater Thumb East between two 1-0 teams.
Oh, absolutely. Probably the winner of this game is going to be crowned the Greater Thumb East champion. You hate to say that after 2 weeks, but we all know the three best teams in the East are always Ubley, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky.
The Sandusky Redskins are on the road for the second straight week after they took out the Bad Axe Hatchets 36-6 a week ago. With a roster chock full of returning talent, DeLauren Wedge and the Redskins are going to be one tough train to stop on the gridiron.
As you know, I spend a little more time scouting the Sandusky area nowadays, and I can tell you the hype train is high. They have a ton of returning starters, a lot of talent. So this is a game that they've been looking forward to for a long time.
That's what you get when you pay property taxes in Sandusky. For the first time in 5 years, the Harbor Beach Pirates enter a home game as the potential underdog. They defeated their rivals, the Ubley Bearcats, in a closely fought game 16-14, coming down to the final minute of play. But if the Pirates want to continue to defend their three straight Greater Thumb East titles, they'll need to figure out a way to stop or at least slow down the dominating Sandusky run game.
No doubt about it. Them being an underdog is one thing, but stopping this Sandusky running game, which is projected to be the absolute best running team in the East, will be a big challenge. Harbor Beach is going to need to bend, not break, and force some turnovers.
It's the second week of the regular season here on the WLW Sports Network, Sandusky at Harbor Beach.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStHumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids. And you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a 2-year contract. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. for five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan for primary care. Whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified trauma 4 medical center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Elber Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Dia Services of Cassidy for all of your grain handling needs. Cottic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Maddox. Rainey's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Huron Auto Parts, Countryside Sales and Service in Stacks Market of Owendale. Harbor Drug of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Ubley. Elber Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope. And Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Anger Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to angervalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. In some regard, it feels like tonight's broadcast is living on borrowed time. After the MHSAA season was canceled mid-August, myself and a lot of others never thought we would see the Friday Night Lights shine bright until the fall of 2021. But here we are, 1 week down, and yet all systems seem to be a go. Knock on the nearest wood around you. From what it seems, everyone is taking the social distancing and mask stipulation seriously, and the football season can continue. One person who is always taken very seriously is the man to my right, and that would be Dave Hansen.
I do my best, Clark, and I absolutely had the same thoughts as you. I thought for sure we were going to have to take the year off, and it was going to be a long hiatus from last year's game to our next one. But lucky for us, it was just a couple-week delay, and we jumped right into some great rivalry games.
Oh, without a doubt. I was supposed to be in Traverse City this weekend, in fact. Leaving tomorrow now, so we're all set.
I like it. Good change of direction there.
Historically, when the season begins, our first football broadcast is a little bit rough. Now, I'm not saying last week was not that case, but when the Backyard Brawl is your first game out of the gate, you do not have much of a choice but to step into the batter's box and take it head on. I'm sure both Ubley and Harbor Beach have similar thoughts when looking back at last week's game. With limited practices, no preseason scrimmages, or even time together as a team, week one across the entire state of Michigan was filled with less than optimal performances, turnovers, and mental mistakes. It's always exciting, though, to see the improvements from week one to week two to week three, especially when it's already the fifth week of the regular season.
Absolutely right. You couldn't have said it any better. But there was one thing about that game that never disappoints us when it comes to Harbor Beach and Ubley. Physical. Those guys hit. I guarantee they were taking ice baths the next day. That game was physical and from the beginning to the end, even though none of those kids was wearing pads a couple days beforehand. And we can appreciate that. That helps get that energy flowing through the whole stadium, even if there's nobody here.
One person of our broadcast team whose nickname should be the Swiss Watch, it's Doug Cole. If you ever want someone who is ever consistent on time and can take a licking but keep on ticking, it's the man to my left for the last 8 seasons, Doug Cole. Doug, it's good to have you back in the booth and with your first Media Roundtable victory of the season already.
Thank you, Clark. I really appreciate it. I'm excited for today's game.
Hey, man, congratulations. You stay hot